Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ngayong umaga, tuloy-tuloy ang ating kwentuhan at makakasama natin ang isa sa mga beauty queens natin dito sa Australia. At kamakailan lang, kinoronahan siya bilang Miss Philippines Australia 2025. Let us welcome Patricia Ella Evangelista.
Hi Adinel, maraming salamat for having me at magandang umaga sa lahat ng mga nakikinig sa atin. Thank you so much again for having me. I'm so excited.
At sobrang masaya din kami to have you. At sa time mo, I know napaka busy ng mga nagdaang weeks hanggang itong week na to dahil ang daming mga engagements and commitments and syempre yung responsibility mo with the new crown. But we really appreciate your time.
Yeah, kahit medyo puyat pa kasi diba last night, we had that charity event na inorganize ng PASC para makatulong dun sa mga nasalanta ng bagyo sa Philippines. And last night also, they had the official coronation of the representative of the Australia to the Miss Universe Philippines 2026. So,
and honestly, isa yan sa mga excited ako mapag-usapan natin ngayong umaga dahil hanggang ngayon, nafe-feel ko pa yung energy ng mga kababayan natin, yung iba't ibang feelings, mixed emotions ng mga nanood ng Miss Universe pageant. Nakita natin may mga bagong kinoronahan na queens. And also, ikaw, isa ka rin sa bagong magre-represent ng Filipino-Australian community. But how do you feel about that?
Well, it's such a big privilege and an honor to represent the Filipino community of Australia in the Miss Universe Philippines. I honestly can't believe that I will be representing around 400,000 Filipinos here in Australia. And it all feels surreal kasi this opportunity aligns with my identity of being a Filipino, being an Australian, and also being a beauty queen. Kasi I'm a proud Filipino. I've lived in the Philippines for 22 years. Kaya I really carry a strong love of Filipino culture and values with me. Being an Australian naman, I migrated here 8 years ago. And it was only 2 years ago when I had my citizenship. And then lastly, yung being a beauty queen. From the age of 13 to 18 years old, I have joined a lot of pageants in the Philippines. Most of them are school pageants naman. And I've won each one of them. So being a beauty queen is a big part of my identity na I only recently rediscovered. So yeah, it all feels serendipitous. Like it's all meant to be. Kaya I'm just so excited to be my authentic self and also to show the strengths of Filipino and Australian values to the Miss Universe Philippines next year.
That's true. And nagra-radiate yun. Nakikita namin yun. Nag-glow yun from you, from within. But with you, may pressure ba dun sa mga nakikita mong reactions? Lalo na ng mga kababayan natin.
Wala naman. Kasi actually, hindi ko pa napanood yung Miss Universe coronation yesterday kasi nga diba we had the event. Pero wala pa naman sa ngayon. I just wanna say I'm really proud of Atisa. So Atisa is from Candelaria, Quezon. In Quezon province. So I've never met her in person pero I've heard a lot about her kasi nga simula, is it 10 years old? I can't remember. She started joining pageants. So she's very, very popular in our province. And seeing her on that Miss Universe stage really gives me goosebumps. Kasi parang, wow, if Atisa can do that, like, look at her. She's living her dream. And she really persevered and she worked hard to reach that stage. So she's so inspiring.
Right. And para sa mga hindi ka pa kilala, I know nitong fiesta kultura, nagkaroon ng itong yung coronation, hindi ba? Pero para doon sa mga hindi pa alam kung sino ba talaga si Ella, can you tell us more about yourself? I guess start natin, ano bang profession?
Yeah.
Or ano ba ang pinagkakaabalahan mo sa ngayon?
So I still work for full-time actually. So I'm a senior project engineer with Transgrid. So yung Transgrid, it's one of the leading electrical utility companies na nagli-lead ng Australia's transition to clean energy future.
It looks like it's completely different.
Totoo yan. Totoo yan. Kasi when you think of engineering, it's like technical, it's rigid, it's male dominated.
That's right.
And then pageantry, it's a celebration of women from, you know, across the world with different background, different stories. Pero if we really think about it, the similarity is that they are both grounded on making a positive change to the community. Kasi yung ginagawa namin as an like with Transgrid. So we are connecting those renewable sources like wind farms, solar farms sa grid para nga makapag-transition na tayo to that net zero future.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, as beauty queens naman, we are using our platforms to advocate for meaningful causes. So it's actually similar in that sense, and it also involves a lot of people. Like, you need so much people to make a project successful. And in my case, as your Miss Philippines Australia 2025, I wouldn't have done that without the support of so many Filipinos. And actually, that's one of the reasons why I joined Miss Philippines Australia also. Kasi I've been here for 8 years, pero I feel like in that 8 years, I was in survival mode. So, of course, I have to study, and then I have to try and build my security and stability in this country. And then I had to do some random jobs. Kasi I didn't have PR yet.
Mm-mm.
So I was working in David Jones and Meijer selling perfume.
Wow.
I also sold raffle tickets to help some non-for-profit organizations here. And I was doing that although I was already a licensed civil engineer from the Philippines.
Mm.
But then I had to start from scratch.
That's right.
So, yeah. Sorry, I got sidetracked a bit.
No. I totally understand, and I'm sure marami tayong mga kababayan ang nakaka-relate dyan sa pinagdadaanan mo. So sobrang dami ng mga skilled workers from the Philippines. Pagdating nila dito sa Australia, isa yan sa parang common or main struggle, yung mag-back to zero.
That's right. I think that's something that I want to shine a light on as the Miss Philippines Australia also, yung struggles ng immigrants.
Yes. Platforms. But now, let's talk about your advocacy.
Ah, sure.
So, isa sa mga naibahagi mo noon nung natatanda ko, nung napanood ko yung sa pageant is para sa mga, sa edukasyon.
Yes,
para sa mga kabataan. Bakit ito yung napili mong advocacy? Yung nag-motivate sa'yo to bring a light on that?
Yeah, so throughout that Miss Philippines Australia campaign, I shared nga my story, my childhood story, na I came from a remote island in the Philippines. Na we had to walk for 3 hours to get to school each day, like under the heat or under the rain. So I experienced firsthand the challenges accessing education. Kaya that's something that I'm really passionate about kasi my life is also a testament of how powerful education can be. At saka, I really believe that education is the tool to break the cycle of poverty. Yun, kaya I'm really passionate about that, na parang hindi lang siya advocacy, but it's also like a lifelong commitment na sana mas marami pang mga bata yung makapag-aral, makapag-access ng education, lalong-lalo na yung mga nasa remote areas, tsaka yung nasa underprivileged communities in the Philippines.
Right. It's a lived experience.
Yes, yun nga. So, kaya mas malalim yung hugot, diba?
Right. And sa ngayon, sa nakikita natin with what is happening back in the Philippines, nakakalungkot isipin na ang lumalabas sa balita, napapag-iwanan tayo when it comes to literacy sa edukasyon natin. How do you feel about that?
That is so sad. Yeah, I saw that news. I can't remember the stats, pero parang kulelat talaga tayo. Parang number 4 or number 5 tayo sa pinaka-kulelat all over the world when the students were tested, like the science or math skills. Pero kagaya nga ng sabi ko, education is really, really important. So I hope talaga na our government, you know, will...
No, this is a really important topic.
Yeah, at saka I think yung curriculum din natin, especially with the rise of AI, parang kailangan talaga natin to talk about important topics such as critical thinking, leadership, financial literacy. Ito yung mga hindi ko naman napag-aralan nung nag-aral ako sa Philippines kasi doon ako nag-aral ng primary, high school, and college. So, puro memorization, unfortunately, which pag hindi mo naman na-apply, makakalimutan mo din.
But for you, ano yung tingin mong pwedeng gawin? Ano yung mga, in line with your advocacy, ano yung mga naka-line up sa'yo na projects to help them?
Ang gusto ko kasi talaga, I will do those talks and workshops nga sa Philippines to talk about those important topics. Pero of course, I still have to sort it out. Kasi at the moment, parang it's just been go, go, go. Diba? Mm-hmm. I was crowned in October. Tapos I came back to work. Kasi I took 2 weeks off work para makapag-prepare sa MPA. Tapos ngayon naman, I need to prepare for the Miss Universe Philippines naman. Pero next month, I'm flying to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So between now and February, kasi yung Miss Universe Philippines starts in Feb. So during that period, I'm hoping to talk to different leaders in the Philippines. So I want to approach the mayor of Lucena City, kasi I'm from Lucena City, and also the governor of Quezon Province.
Mm-hmm. Dahil sabi mo nga, hindi na bago sa'yo itong ganitong pageantry. Mm-hmm. Paano ka naghahanda ngayon?
Oh, ngayon? Oh my gosh, hindi pa. Parang hindi pa start.
Hindi pa
ang preparation.
Or,
maybe actually itong interviews na to is somehow helping me prepare already. Pero in terms of like pasarela, ano pa ba? Like yung mga outfits
yes.
Wala pa. Ooh. So I think in January. So siguro December time muna with the family and like emotional preparation.
That's
kasi
right.
I think when you're joining a pageant, there's emotional and technical preparation. And I think emotional preparation, that's the one that really requires so much time.
Dun sa mga iba pa rin naming mga interviews na beauty queens, yun yung sinasabi nila na isa sa pinakamahirap na stage is yung pag wala kang solid na support system.
Luckily for me, my partner,
yes.
Si Christina, she's actually coming with me to the Philippines. So she's joining me in end of Jan, just before the presentation. So throughout February to May, she'll be there in the Philippines with me.
Swerte.
I'm so lucky. At saka yung career din kasi namin. Kasi she's a GP. So she can do like international telehealth naman.
Oh.
So she can still maybe work a bit, you know, when we're waiting for, I don't know, photo shoots or...
Right.
Yeah,
is it okay if I ask you something about, this is quite a bit personal, but you can,
that's
of
okay.
course, say no.
Uh-oh.
I know sa atin sa mga Pilipino, mahirap pa rin pag-usapan yung pagdating sa
sexuality. Totoo yan.
So, ang choices natin, although with Miss Universe, nakita na natin yung changes over the years.
Meron.
In your case, nahirapan ka ba to navigate this side or... It doesn't
actually,
matter. We're in Australia anyway.
Yeah, actually, when I was in the Philippines, diba, I was there nga until I was 22 years old. When I was around 18 years old, I met a girl. And then we became really close. Mm-hmm. And then we became best friends. And then all of a sudden, parang it became something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? Mm-hmm. Like, I am a Roman Catholic, so... I thought, oh, this is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't wanna explore this. So I just brushed that aside when I was in the Philippines. And then after that, I had an ex-partner nga for 7 years, which is a guy. And then when I met my partner now, Christina, I had that same feeling again that I've had mm-hmm. back when I was 18. And I thought back then, maybe I was just immature. Or maybe, you know, it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
it's
know what's happening.
Hard to understand what's happening.
Yeah. So when I met Christina and then this feeling started resurfacing again, I was really in denial pa. Mm-mm. But then, yeah, I think you can't really like avoid that feeling. Parang you really need to face it and really process it. Kung ano ba talaga to?
Mm-mm.
And then I think... It helped na I'm here in Australia kasi people here are just so inclusive. You can just be open and you can just be yourself here in this country. And that's when I figure out nga na, even with religion, like even though we have a lot of different religious backgrounds, like we are still united.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that's what helped me and
wow.
I'm really proud to be part of the LGBTQI+ community.
Thank you for being so brave and for sharing that out there. And I'm proud na makita ka. Nag-glow yung mata mo when you talk about her. And it really shows how much you love her and how much you feel for sa mga nasa community natin.
Mm-mm.
Na I know it's not easy.
Thank you for giving me that space. I feel like it's the first time that I've, opened up about it, like in this, you know, public.
Mm-hmm. Well, sabi mo nga dito sa Australia, very inclusive.
Mm-mm.
And
as long as wala ka naman tinatapakan tao, at saka you help each other grow, like with my partner, like we support each other and we are building this life na that is grounded on purpose, on
mm-hmm.
love, and yeah, I'm just I'm just feeling this overflowing love and support and excitement.
That's amazing. Is that something na nung una nag-worry ka about like having the crown or joining pageants?
No. Actually, she was the one who encouraged me to join MPA.
Oh,
Kaya siya talaga yung nag-push sa akin kasi hesitant pa rin talaga ako kasi it's been 12 years since the last pageant that I've joined in the Philippines.
So she really believes in you and nakikita niya yung ano, yung kaya mong gawin. And look, you've got the crown now. Yeah. Thanks to Christina. All right. Any final message, hindi lang sa mga kabataan, but with everyone na rooting for you, yung mga kababayan natin dito sa Australia na inaabangan yung susunod na steps or yung susunod na chapter ng journey mo as a Miss Philippines Australia.
Gusto ko lang silang pasalamatan. Kagaya nga nung sinabi ko last night na lahat nitong love at support niyo sa akin, ito yung ikikerry ko dun sa Miss Universe Philippines journey. Mm-hmm. At saka, yun, yung message ko naman to everyone is that, kasi yung legacy nga na I want to leave is one of compassion. Na kasi yung life ko is a testament of how powerful kindness and compassion can be. I just want to remind everyone na to be kind. Kasi kindness doesn't cost you anything. At saka, it can really be life-changing talaga. Yeah. Ayun, saka yung value natin, yung Filipino value natin na kapwa, which is seeing ourselves in others and as equals. So I hope na that's something that we could also always embody.
Para sa ating mga kababayan na gusto pang malaman ang kanyang kwento, abangan ang kanyang journey for next year sa pagsungkit ng corona ng ating Miss Universe of Philippines, ang ating Miss Universe Philippines Australia, Representative Patricia Ella Evangelista.
Thank you so much. Maraming salamat again.
Thank
you. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.